this? Do we have any ice? Damn it. I forgot to fill the ice thing before I went to bed. Damn. I guess I'll just run under some more cold water. Jesus Christ. Oh, you were awake this whole time? I'm really sorry if all the commotion woke you up. I didn't mean to. Me? Oh, no, it's nothing. Just, have you ever had those nightmares where you wake up and your body feels really hot? It's like, I kinda had a nightmare like that one, but my arm was burning. No, my arm's fine. It just felt like it was burning. And I ran under cold water and it still felt like it was burning, like as if someone actually set it on fire. Yeah, I know it sounds real crazy. It's probably just my paranoia getting the best of me again. No, you can go back to sleep. You just need to get some rest for yourself. Kinda worry me sometimes. Yeah, because you're always so worried about me with everything and you don't really take the time to worry about yourself. Is that a crime? I don't think it is. Just let me worry about you, silly. Yeah, I feel better now. I'll try to head to sleep. And you should too. Good night. It just doesn't feel... I don't know how to describe it, but it feels like it's not the normal texture of skin, if that makes sense. It feels kind of... It was just my hands! My hands! They're burning! I don't know if it's frozen now yet. You can go get the ice if you want to, but I don't think it's gonna help. It feels like my skin's melting off.
No!
gonna do? Fine. Still hurts. I just feel a little better being closer. Just hurts a little less. He rubbed my back a little more. Can we check everything out after and relax a little? I just don't feel good. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Just makes me feel better when you hold me and stuff. Almost like nothing hurts. Whatever, don't flatter yourself. I'm just saying, feels a little better now that you magically cured my pain. Don't mind cuddling for a little longer, if you want to. What? Oh! Did I fall asleep on your shoulder? It's so embarrassing. You didn't mean to, I swear. I got really sleepy and I got really tired and I don't know, being woken up in the middle of the night with your body burning isn't exactly the way I wanted to wake up and... Yeah. Don't look too into it. It's just so embarrassing, I can't believe I did that. Fine. Maybe we can cuddle later. But let's focus on the matter at hand right now. Let's see, let's turn on the lights. What? What's the matter? Why are you staring at me like that? You look like you've seen a ghost. What's wrong? Why are you backing up from me? Is there something strange? You're no help. Fine, I guess I'll go look in the mirror. And now I wake up as some sort of monster? I have all these marks on me. And I have wings. And do I have a tail? I have a tail too! So surprised. You just can't believe this. What did I do to deserve this? I didn't do anything. What happened in one night that suddenly changed everything? I was just trying to go to sleep. And now all of a sudden I just have all these random appendages on me. I feel like I just wanna curl up in a ball and hide. Trying to cuddle me all the time. Oh, let me get a little closer. Only a little. So weird. Hey. If you keep staring at me, I'll use these claws on you. Yeah. And you'll look real confused. Think I won't do it? I will. Watch me. Well, what do you think all of this is? You're gonna examine me? Okay. I'll sit still, doctor. Tell me everything I have that I haven't seen already. The black markings, I already saw that. Kinda looks like eyeliner or something. The tail, already saw that. Wings, already saw that. Yep, saw the scales, the claws, everything. What am I? Some sort of Loch Ness monster? What do you want to look at my claws for? I guess you could look at them. What's looking at them gonna do? Oh, you need it as an examination? Well, how are... Fine. Make it quick. Are you gonna tell me why you were looking at my claws and my tail and everything else? You were trying to figure out what I am? Well, I think it's pretty obvious. Well, yeah, who else wouldn't think it's a Loch Ness monster? Guess you're right. You've always been the smart one. So, part dragon. Isn't that fucking wonderful? Just wonderful. Why wouldn't I be upset? How could you ever love a monster like me? I am a monster. I'm just some freak show. It's got fucking claws and a tail and scales now. I'm just a weirdo. A freak of nature. I'm not normal. And you'll hate it too. you're gonna see me, you're gonna think I'm weird. You may act like you're okay with it now, but you're gonna think I'm weird. You're gonna think there's something wrong with me too. And you'll just silently judge me. You'll never say a word, but you'll silently judge me. And then you'll find a normal girl doesn't have stuff like this, and you'll like her more. You will leave me. You're just saying that to make me feel better. Do you not? Do you really not care? You promise? Pinky promise. Because a pinky promise is better than any promise. It's literally the symbol of that's a serious promise and you gotta keep it. You pinky promise that you're not gonna leave. And that you're being honest about everything that you're saying to me. Okay. I've known you for so long, so I guess I'll believe you. For now. But it still makes me sad. I just get really self-conscious, you know. I always want to uphold a high image of myself and be a good person and keep up my image, you could say. But now things are gonna be hard. Because now I have to figure out how to hide these things every time I go somewhere. Or else people will stare at me like I'm a freak. I honestly don't know how you manage to make me feel better all the time, but thank you. Seriously, I don't know what I'd do without you. Fine, I guess I'll cuddle again. You need to comb out your hair. It's a mess. Imagine not taking care of yourself. It's not a good habit to have. You know what? I know I hate admitting when you're right, but I think you're right. I guess this isn't really that bad. I mean, it's gonna be harder to pick things up on my claws now. But on the bright side, at least I don't have to wear makeup anymore. Or go out of my way to get my nails done all the time. I guess over time we're gonna be spending less money. Because that stuff normally costs a fortune to keep up with. I guess instead of being pessimistic, I can look on the bright side of things. Look at the positive that comes out of it, not the negative. I mean, maybe I won't be a freak. Maybe it just makes me special. How many people can say they've got tails and claws? Not many. Yeah. Like you said, I'll be unique. I won't be like everyone else. I guess I feel a lot better about this now. Thank you. Hey, do you want to come get this? Yeah, I need you to grab this plate for me. Are you really gonna ask me that question? Why can't you pick it up yourself? Do I have to show you why? Gosh, you're so oblivious sometimes. Well, I always cover it up. Why are you so concerned about my tail for? Well, we already talked about this months ago when all of this happened. I told you that I would not let other people see my tail. I don't care about covering up the scales or the claws or anything else, but my tail's a no-no. Absolutely not. Absolutely not. Fine. See it one time. One. There. One glimpse. Now leave me alone. You think my tail is cute? Maybe I'll show it. Maybe. Don't quote me on that, maybe. I'll think about it.